the cloud. Okay, Brother Lee, you just go ahead and bring us the word that the Lord has put on your heart today.
Amen.
Yeah, we're getting feedback, so we need to mute this.
You need to mute everything except where he is.
There we go.
Go ahead, try it again, Lee.
I think we are there now. Yes, can you hear me?
Yes.
Yeah, you're unmuted.
Okay, great. Okay. Wonderful.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah, we're good. So I did a little setup there. We brought two computers today. We connected one to a screen here just so that they can see everyone in HD. Mute the TV. Yes, so amen. God bless everyone this morning. It is indeed a deep honor to have been given this opportunity to speak this morning. And I'll be honest, I had a different message in mind prior to a couple of until Friday. I had a different message in mind, but like how Sister Rita was mentioning just now, and it touched me, and she said that you don't ignore the little voice. And there was a little voice telling me, you have a story to tell. And so I was like, but I have this message. And it kept running through my mind and kept running through my mind, and then I came across scripture that I would like to share before we start. And it that is in Psalm 66, a verse 16. And this is, I had heard it before, and for some reason I hadn't heard it for a while, and all of a sudden it just kept coming to me. And that scripture is pretty short, and it says, come and hear all ye that fear the Lord,
yes,
or fear God, and I will declare what he has done for my soul.
Amen.
Amen. And I was wondering, it was like, so why am I getting this scripture? Why is this something that keeps coming to me? I know I have shared a little bit of my testimony, in particularly to this current situation that is I'm going through. And I was listening to the brethren speaking. I was listening to Brother Howard mentioning about the current process that he is going through with the sale of his home. When we were logging in a minute ago, the first word I heard, and I think it was Sister Madeline that was saying, grace. The first word I heard when I logged in was grace. And it is something that quickly captured my attention, and I was trying to hurry set up in here, but it's part of my testimony. It's part of my story that I have for you this morning. Many times we find ourselves in situations and that on the first look, it seems unsolvable. On the first look, it seems that there is absolutely no way out. I felt lost. I got injured. I hit my eye and I lost complete vision in my left eye, meaning I was totally, totally blind. So my wife, we spoke with my wife, and my wife said, you know what, let's pray and believe that it will come back, that it will be okay. And we believed that, and we kept praying and hoping and praying. And I decided to, so I visited a doctor, and the doctor said, you know, here in Belize, there's nothing I can do for you. There's absolutely nothing that I could possibly do for you, except just take out your eye. So they would have removed my left eye and put in, I guess, something there just to hold the space, probably painted to look like an eye or something. I don't know. But that's what he said. There's nothing I can do for you. There's nothing here in Belize that I could possibly do for you. And I remember walking out of that clinic and crying. And I said to the Lord, Lord, well, if this is your will, if this is something that you want for me, if this is how you want to be for me, thank you. I appreciate it. You have been so your grace has been so good to me so far. And I know that moving forward, your grace will be there for me as well. Brethren, I know that we have found ourselves in these situations sometimes. There are times sometimes we feel so weighed down that our spiritual steps slow down. They come to sometimes even a halt. And it has happened. And I learned something through this process. And that is what I want to share with you this morning. I learned something very important through this process. And one of the scriptures that kept me through, and this is a scripture that I keep very dear to my heart for this reason, is because this scripture told me that regardless of what the situation is, regardless of how difficult it may seem in the physical world, for God, it's nothing. It's basically just, sometimes we say it's a flick of the finger or a slight talk on his behalf, and he can just pull us through. When I started to prepare for this morning, I kept going to this scripture, and I will share it with you because it's very dear to me. And it's in 2 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 9. That's 2 Corinthians chapter 12. Verse 9. And this scripture is very important. And this goes as well for everyone that is waiting for an answer from the Lord. For everyone that is struggling or having some difficulty, whether it be health, whether it be physical, whether it be spiritual, whatever it is. And this is one very important scripture. And this is what I want to share with you this morning. So it is 2 Corinthians 12:9. And he said unto me, my grace is sufficient for thee. And that is why I mentioned earlier that the word grace caught my attention. It says, my grace is sufficient for thee, for my strength is made perfect in weakness. Amen. He is made perfect in weakness. And Paul later said, continued saying, most gladly, therefore, will I rather glory in my infirmities, that the power of Christ may rest upon me. Amen. We forget sometimes. Might be short forgetfulness, but it happens sometimes where we forget that the ultimate healer, the ultimate teacher, the ultimate creator, savior, everything that has made everything on this earth possible,
yes,
is the one that we should go to first. I made that mistake. I started to fear. I think one of the things when I lost my sight, apart from the physical aspect of not being able to walk properly, I would stumble. When I would look down, sometimes when I placed my step, my peripheral was off, my depth perception was off, and I would take a step and I would feel like the ground is farther than I would step, and I would overstep or place my feet and feel like I already reached and I didn't reach. I think there was a time we live in a high house, and I was coming downstairs, and I missed an entire step, and I fell down. So apart from the physical that happens there, the fear that starts to creep in, there's also the uncertainty that sometimes slips in of what will happen now? What is my future going to look like? What am I going to do now? And my thought went to my kids, to my family. What am I going to do? I have 4 kids. I have my wife. What is it that I'm going to do now? And this particular scripture here answered a lot of my questions, because it's simple. My grace is sufficient for thee. So whatever it is that I look for, whatever it is that I go to, if I go to him first, then he will guide me through. His grace will take me wherever it is that it needs to go. I know Brother Mark knows it. Brother Mark, I remember, messaged me when I told him what happened, and he said, Lee, well, could you look in Guatemala and see if someone can help you there, or somewhere else, see if there's anything that can be done? And I was telling Brother Jim, I Googled, I checked, and I could not find anything. And I prayed, and I asked the Lord, Lord, what is it that you want me to do? What is it that you want me to do in this case? Should I leave it alone? Should I just let it go and move on? Whatever it is that you decide. Well, at the end of the day, they have audiobooks of the Bible. If I don't have to read and I can't read again, that is fine, Lord, if you decide that that is the way to go. And Brother Mark encouraged me and told me, keep looking. So I remember I was going through Google and I was researching, and I could not find anything. I found clinics, but I could not contact them, email them, message them, no answer. And I almost gave up. But this scripture kept coming to me, saying that grace is sufficient for me, and that his strength will be made perfect in my weakness. I remember sitting outside of my home on a small veranda that we have, and I was going researching again. I had already given up. I said, let me try one more time. And all of a sudden, this clinic appeared on Google. I hadn't seen it before. I quickly checked, and I could see I could contact them from Belize. And they said, yeah, we have a retinologist that can assist you. I had never heard of this doctor before, and I think I mentioned to Brother Mark. And Brother Mark said he had never heard of it as well. Brother Jim recently told me he did not know those types of doctors existed. I did not know. If I would have stayed in Belize, I would have left with one eye. And that is fine if that's what the Lord wants. So part of why I'm telling you this is because I learned through this entire process that when we pray, when we have faith, when we stand strong on what the Lord has given us,
yes,
when we hold on to the point that our grip, if it were physical, would leave a mark, he will take you to places that you could have never dreamt before. Whether it be physical, whether it be spiritual. And I have learned this, and it has caused me to grow. So my word to myself is, Liv, you know what the Lord wants from you. You know what he requires of you. You know that he has set you on a path that anytime you need an answer, anytime you need reinforcement, anytime you need strength, you know exactly where it is that you need to go. And that is to that beautiful place that you find in prayer when you commit yourself to Him and you just let Him lead. I tried to do it my way. Honestly, I did. I tried to do it the physical way. I said, you know what, Lord, you have made, put things in place that I can go and see the doctor and He will solve it. But I did not pray before going to the doctor. I failed there, and I acknowledged that. And I realized and I learned that if I go on my own and I don't go by His grace, there is a high possibility that I will fail. There's a high possibility that it will not go the way we want it to go. Everything that we enterprise to do, everything that we set our minds to do, His mercy, His grace, His love, His ultimate presence in whatever it is that we're starting off to, and I know we all know this, is the most important decision we can make. We have sometimes made a decision that we question afterward. It's like, why did I do this? I learned a lot through this process. It helped me grow spiritually a lot because I needed a lot of comfort. The results that I got from the clinic was not good. My eye was practically destroyed. I wouldn't say that it's something that I expected to be solved eventually, because even the doctors told me in Mexico that there is a 20% chance for it to work, that I would be able to see again from my left eye. But God placed this doctor, this retinologist, in a way that I would end up meeting Him, and that He would, by the grace of the Lord would bless His hands, bless His knowledge, that He could be able to help.
Yes.
Amen. I have not been able to say how, I've not been able to finish saying, and I don't, we will never be able to finish saying, how grateful we could possibly be for what He always does for us. Now, I know that sometimes the hardest part in all of this is not the situations that we're going through. It's not the physical part of it. It's not the pain. It's the waiting time. It's the waiting time where we wait for the Lord to process, to do everything, or to answer what it is that we're asking for. And that was a process that I went through. This doctor, I could not find him. I started getting desperate. I tried applying for a U.S. visa. It didn't go through. I thought only in the States I could get help. I started to panic. But one thing I learned through all this is that even when everything is silent, everything is quiet around us, is when God is working the hardest, is when God is making all the moves,
yes,
is when God is placing everything in order that you will need to get there. God placed this guy, He brought him from Mexico City and made him feel that he needed to go to live and work in Merida. He did not want to go there at first. He wanted to go closer to the U.S. border because, well, that is where most of his, he thought he would make a better living. But he felt something in his heart that he needed to go to Merida City instead. God sent him there, knowing that there was a day would come that I would stumble upon that clinic, that I would stumble upon this doctor, that I would 3 months, 4 months later find him and have to go and see him. God placed him there.
Yes.
God prepared him there months before I got injured. The Lord knew that I was going to need him. The Lord knew that I was going to have to go there and get the help that I needed from him. You see, brethren, sometimes we overlook little things. Sometimes we just say, oh, you know, well, he's a doctor. But God uses every little thing to help us not only grow, heal physically, but heal spiritually. Heal and grow spiritually. When I found him and he told me when I first met him, you know, you are my first patient to come with such an injured eye on this side of Mexico. I have not been here long. I just came here about 3-4 months ago when I first met him. He said, I didn't want to come here. I was like, wow, Lord, you took this gentleman from where he was, from his home, from his comfort, brought him all the way here so that I could realize that nothing that happens, nothing that we meet throughout our path is a coincidence. It's not. God preordained everything to happen. I was amazed by this. I was amazed by how he works. Brethren, I don't know. And I know that in the meetings with Brother Mark and everything, everyone here gives their testimony. They bring a word. And I'm not here often, but one thing that I have heard is that in everyone's life, the Lord has already created a path where we will meet people in certain times of our life that by the Lord's grace, they will help us. Amen. It's doors that he already sets throughout. And when we reach that point, when the time is right, they're open. I can tell you that this process has caused me to have a lot more faith in God, has caused me to believe a lot more on how he works. He has caused me to grow. He has caused me to open my mind and to have this ultimate faith that whatever comes, whatever is planned for my life, he has already down the road placed whatever it is that I will need to be able to succeed in his work. I learned a lot reading a lot of the books Brother Mark sent me. And sometimes we don't expect to find physical applications for the things that we learn. But when the opportunity arises and his grace shows, his mercy shows, it is important of us to take that and tell and share it with those that are around us, because that is where we have the proof that whether it's big or small, like I mentioned earlier, our prayer, whether big or small prayer, whatever need we have, the Lord has always answered. And this is my testimony. This is what I have been through. This is what I have experienced. God has decided that he wants me to see through my eye. He decided that it won't be, I will have to go through a lot to be able to do it. He decided that he will have to use someone else's hand to do it. He decided that I will have to go through scientific knowledge to do it. I cannot, sometimes our minds cannot grasp the full nature of how that works. We are left with questions sometimes, and I am overwhelmed. Sometimes I sit and I get quiet and I just say, Lord, this is amazing. This is beautiful. You know? And I always wondered and said, you know, how it is that God takes moments like these and teaches us. And I remember, I think it is in Isaiah, and Deborah Mark would correct me if I'm wrong, but I think it's in Isaiah where it says that his thoughts are not our thoughts. Amen? Right? His ways are not our ways either. Sometimes we try to do things in a way that will, with this our will, we try to push through. And when we feel a little pushback, we say, no, it will have to go through. And we don't realize that when he has written our path, when he has already said, okay, Livania, you will lose your sight. This is what will happen. But I already have placed everything you will need to get that fixed. But I want you to learn through this process that I am God.
Yes.
And nothing that touches you will prevail. And I will show through you how powerful and mighty I am. Amen. How could I ever sit or stand and say that things are impossible? How could I ever use that? How could I ever say that nothing can't be solved? How could I ever do that? I have learned, and this is one scripture that I want to share with you as well. And it's in Romans 8:28. Before I continue, I just want to share with you quickly. Romans 8:28. Right? How could this is something that I always share with folks that I meet. Romans 8:28. God works in such ways that can leave us flabbergasted, if you think that's the correct word sometimes. But he already left saying in Romans 8:28, and this is something I found that recently, and it says, and we know that all things work together for good to them that love God, to them who are called according to his purpose.
Amen.
Not my purpose, not Brother Jim's purpose.
Amen.
Not anyone's purpose, but God's purpose. So I have cemented and concreted myself that the purpose, whatever his purpose is, there is a reason that I went through all of that. I got scared. I won't lie. I got scared. There were times that I cried. I drive for a living. I could not drive because I was not sure how far that car was coming. I saw the bus coming, but I was not sure if I would be able to pass. Sometimes I would have to pull on the side of the highway and wait for the bus to pass and continue. I went through all of that. I experienced all of that. I cried. I would lay in my bed and just cry and say, Lord, why me? Why do I have to go through this? Lord, haven't I been through enough? Haven't I cried enough? Haven't... Brother Mark can tell you, I have messaged him and told him, Brother Mark, this is what I'm going through. The days have been so dark sometimes. I would just... I felt to a point, a breaking point. I could not find words where I could comfort myself. I thought, there were times, like I mentioned earlier, I said, Lord, this is a bit too much. This is starting to hurt. And I remember, there's something that I always keep present, and I thank Brother Mark for sharing this once when he was here in Belize. I remember he said that in his testimony that he was going through a difficult moment as well. And he had asked God to turn it down a little bit. And God reached out and turned it down. And then he said, wait, no, turn it back up. Yeah. And it that has stayed with me. And when I caught myself saying, Lord, why me? Why do I still have to go through this? Why isn't it enough what I have gone through? Isn't it enough what I have cried, Lord? I have gone through so much. I have tried to stay strong. I have held on. My grip is starting to slip. Lord, I need you. But why I share this today is because the Bible taught me something, and it's something that sometimes we forget, is that we have often said, you know what, maybe I will make it, maybe I won't. Maybe this is something that you will survive. Maybe I won't. I question it sometimes. I reached to that point, and I have learned that prayer and the word of God always has an answer for me. And I will share one last scripture with you this morning, and that is in Psalms 34:19. So, yes, Psalms 34:19. And when I was going through this process, where I was going through this moment where I was asking God, why do I have to go through this? Why is it that I am having difficulties with health? Why is it that I'm having difficulties with work? Why is it? Why, Lord? Why me? And the Lord has always had a way of answering. And he gave me this scripture. And he said to me, he said through this scripture, Psalms 34:19, he said, many are the affliction, of the righteous. But the Lord delivered him out of them all.
Amen.
Amen. And that strengthens me. That has been my answer that I had been looking for. I went through a lot. And I know that at some point in time, there are some of us here today that we're probably going through something, whether it be health. I know Brother Howard was mentioning his sale of his home. We might look at it as something that, okay, it's a process. But Lord, the Lord has already set something there. He already has someone ready to go there to make that procedure complete. There are others that might be suffering of some very serious health conditions, I might say, but I exercise, I eat well, so why am I going through this? You know, why am I going through this? But remember, the Bible tells us that the people that are the souls that are serving him, that are looking for him, that are committing to him, that are seeking him on a daily basis, we will have to go through this process. I learned it the hard way, a very hard way. I learned that if I allow myself to weaken, I will not pull through. If I allow my grip on the Lord, I will not pull through. The Bible tells us that his deliverance from whatever it is that we're going through, and I share this testimony that I went through because of the appreciation and the joy that I have for what he has done in my life. I am not capable of finding enough adjectives to describe it. I am not able to find enough words to thank him. But all I can do is praise him. Amen. All I can do is submit my life to him. All I can do is say, Lord, this Lord who Livanio is, from the top of my head to the bottom of my feet, I submit to you.
Amen.
For your will, for your glory.
Amen.
So that your strength shows through my weakness, Lord, so that everyone that sees me and everyone that hears my story can say, the Lord is powerful and he is wonderful beyond compare. He is amazing and he is the only answer,
yes,
to anything that we go through, to any question that we may have. All the questions I had throughout this process, all the queries, all the doubts, everything I had throughout this process, I found in his word. I had a question as, why, Lord, why am I going through this? I love you. I serve you. Why am I going through this? But then he took me to Psalms and he said, you will go through afflictions. You will go through this. You will have to go through this process. But do not be afraid, because I will deliver you.
Amen.
I will take you out from there, and I will make you even stronger than you were coming into this process. So I submit and I say, Lord, I praise you, I thank you, and whatever it is, where you want me to go, who you want me to see, who you want me to speak to, Lord, I am your vessel. Because all my doubts, all my questions that I had were answered. Scripture, scripture, scripture.
Amen.
Has the answers. Amen. He took me up from a moment of darkness, brethren. I can tell you, I cried into the night. I cried at work. I cried driving. I cried everywhere I could possibly cry, because I could not find, personally, I, Livanio, could not find a solution for what I was going through. I would have probably been a pirate right now with one eye and a patch over my left eye if I had just left it alone and said, okay, it's fine. You know, if I hadn't had faith that the Lord would create a path for me, I would, it's amazing brethren. It's beautiful how the Lord works. For those of I don't know much about art, but for those that might know how to appreciate art, how he works is more amazing and astounding than the greatest masterpiece that could have ever been created by any artist on the face of the world. Whether it be, I don't know, Beethoven was an artist, Virgin? No, he was a composer. Picasso, whatever. How he works is more priceless, more beautiful than anything that we could possibly create on this earth. And I am left with this joy, with this peace, with this strength that I am able to say, and with this faith that I am able to say that I can stand upon the word of God, and I know that my foundation there is the best foundation I can have. He answered me all my doubts. He answered me all my questions, all my weakness. He was there and he pulled me through. So what else could I ask? What else could I possibly say, Lord, you have failed me? He has not. I listen to folks around me right now. They have so many things that they're going through. And when I tell them, you know, there's only one thing you need to do. Go on your knees. Submit yourself fully into his presence and give it to him in his hands. And let him know, Lord, this is my affliction. And I present it before you and I say, Lord, you know what? You will solve it for me. We almost lost Liviani. She was about, I think, a year or 2 years old. I'm not sure. She almost died. We had to rush her to the hospital. Maya, we almost lost Maya as well when she was a baby. She was very sickly. Through all of that, ever since then, God has been working and working and working and strengthening and lifting up and healing and everything that we could possibly ask for, he has been there. That is why I chastise myself sometimes, because how could I have forgotten that he was to be my first, instead of I running straight to the doctor and just almost losing an eye? Everything that he does in our life, brethren, is to reflect his glory. Amen. Is to reflect his strength, is to reflect his love and his mercy on us. We can't exist just by ourselves, and this is something that we all know. But it's just a gentle reminder that in the darkest of days or in the most beautiful moments, his grace is what will carry us through that. His grace is what will keep us walking forward. And I'm speaking in a spiritual context here. It's his grace that will keep us growing. Amen. Nothing else than that. We sometimes forget that. And it is very important that we keep this present, because at the end of the day, when the lights go out, when our story has concluded, when the Lord has said, you know, it's your time, the most that we can do is be thankful that we lived a life, that we were we were here on the face of the earth by his will. He worked through us. He showed through us how omnipotent, how wonderful life can be if we submit to him. My thing I want to leave this morning, brethren, is that the situations that we go through, and I know it's a lot. I know it can be overwhelming. I think Brother Mark, you recently went through health issues as well, and I think I was trying to listen while I was setting up, but these things that come by, and the scripture, how it answers me, has taught me that everything that he does, or sorry, not everything that he does, but everything that happens is just his way of sometimes giving us a gentle reminder that I'm right here, son. I'm right here. You don't need to go too far, but I'm right here for you. And all you need to do is just remember that whatever it is that you need, I have it. Whatever it is that we are looking for, he has the answer for that. Now, God brought me through something that I personally could not fix. My wife depends on me to fix a lot in the house, but this is one thing I could not fix. When I could not see a way out, God took and said, you know what, Livanio, I have the answer for you, but you will have to go through a little moment here, and you will have to hang on tight because the ride will not be easy. And through it, through everything that I went through, it was him carrying me. It was him leading me. And so I leave with you today is that God never gave up on me. He never left me, not for one instance. He never said, you know what, Livanio, I'm getting tired of hearing your prayers. He never said, Livanio, enough. You know, you're starting to get on my nerve. Sometimes we would say that to our kids. Hey, all right, Maya, I think that is enough. You're starting to give me some gray hairs here. He never said that. He never said, enough is enough, Livanio. Okay, you need to find your way now. No, he never left me. He was there for me. He lifted me up. He strengthened me. And he took, by grace, and took me forward. Brethren, God is good. All the time, God is good. Even in our darkest days, our darkest moments, our most difficult moments, God is good. Not just in the good days, not just when we are healthy and strong and everything is bright and sunny and everything like it is here in Belize that has brought a gym. I'm sweating every day and suffering in the heat. God is good. Amen. Brethren, I, Livanio, can tell you, I have been through some of the darkest moments, and I can sit here before you today, brethren, and say, he, the Almighty, the Alpha and the Omega, my Creator, my God, loves me so much that he took me by the hand and he has guided me through this process. I still have a little bit more to go. I still have another eye procedure that I have to do, but If he has been with me from the beginning, I know he will be with me to the end. And that is my faith.
Amen.
And that is my greatest comfort. Amen. Praise the Lord. Brethren, thank you for allowing me this opportunity to share with you this morning. I love you all with all my heart. And I thank you for your prayers, for everything that you have reached out and done and prayed for us. God bless each and every one of you, your home, your work, business, whatever it is that you do. I pray the hand of the Lord in every single aspect of your life. Amen.
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 Well, stay right where you are, Lee. We're going to change the recording, but stay right where you are. We're not finished yet. I'm going to turn the recording off on this.